This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golz. We have been doing a devotional study of Romans 14 and 15. Thus far, we answered the questions, what does this portion teach us about God the Father and about God the Son? Now let's consider what it teaches about God the Holy Spirit. There are two references to the Holy Spirit. The first is in Romans 14, verses 17 and 18. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Because anyone who serves Christ in this way is pleasing to God and approved by men. In these verses, we see that the Holy Spirit plays a significant role in the kingdom of God. He is involved in making righteousness, peace, and joy an experiential reality in the life of the believer. These are essential qualities of character and experience if you want to serve Christ in a way that pleases God and is approved by men. Ask yourself, is my life characterized by right living? Do I exhibit inner peace? Am I known as a peacemaker? Is there a resilience or joy evident in my daily walk? The other verse, Romans 15:13, essentially says the same thing. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. This verse includes the element of hope. Overflowing hope is experienced only by the power of the Holy Spirit. The quality of life that pleases God and is approved by men can be achieved and expressed only by the power of the Holy Spirit. Since this is true, it would be wise to make sure your heart and mind are controlled by the Holy Spirit.